Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Afternoon at the tone. Pacific Daylight Time will be.
It's 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
One step closer to my own personal hell.
This is Primetime on Sports Radio 1080 The Fan.
We expect the best. We're not afraid to break someone. Do you hear me?
Primetime is your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Go ahead and clap. Mediocrity deserves applause.
Isaac Rod.
I'm miserable. I had to get up at 10 o'clock this morning.
Jason Sakanik.
I'm a dude playing a dude disguised as another dude.
Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
All right, welcome back. Hope you're having a nice little Wednesday. It's your sports bros, Rop. That's me, Big Sucre right over there. And there's Ryan Buckley.
Yeah.
Hatless Ryan Buckley today.
Another good hair day, boys. I don't know what to tell you.
You're on a roll.
Is that what it comes down to? Like, if you're having a good hair day, then you just leave it?
But not totally. I think, I told my wife this today, I think I might have gotten a good haircut. I usually try to go the cheap mode because I usually am wearing a hat. But it seems like out of the shower, this cut is just lying, you know, the right way without having to put anything in it. I don't like to have to put product in my hair. So if I feel like I need it, I'll just throw a hat on instead. But it's been looking okay on its own.
Yeah,
so
you look
here
great.
We are.
You well, look great.
Thank you. Wow. Feeling good.
Wow. He's right, though. Sometimes you get, well, you wouldn't know. Sorry.
No.
But sometimes you get haircuts and it's like, oh, that's a really good one. And then other times, it's like, why is my hair so different?
Like, there's not enough, especially as we get older and the hair thins a little bit. There needs to be enough weight for it to fall certain ways and places, you know?
Yeah, the only time I have a bad haircut is if I cut myself, which, you know, happens from time to time. I get a nick, but other than that,
yeah.
I haven't had a haircut in like 15 years, so.
You want to know what it's like?
I do miss it a little bit. I miss going in. I go in now to get my beard trimmed once a month, though, so I get that experience. I've got a regular barber that trims it up, and, you know.
Do you know the exact date you went Bic for good, and that was the end of it?
God, I don't know.
How many years are we talking here?
15.
Okay.
I don't know. When I first started the station, I had some semblance of hair, and then, you know, I think when my last kid kind of murdered it, and so she's almost 18, so that's 2-3 years into that, it was gone. Is at some point, like, enough's enough. There's nothing worse than when you see someone holding on to some scraps, and then, like, you don't realize it at the time, and then you see some photos, and you're like, ooh, that's rough.
Have you ever seen John Canzano with hair?
No, I haven't.
I haven't either. Has he been bald his whole life?
I think he was probably bald at an early age, yeah. Because I've known him for years and years and years, or at least known of him, and I've never seen him with hair. And he does the rare no hair, no facial hair thing.
Right.
Which, you know, hey, man, more
looks
power.
Looks like a penis.
Bezos style.
Or more power to you. I can't do it. Whenever I don't have facial hair, it's just not that I'm a handsome man anyways, but it doesn't work. I find it very odd.
There are no photos of him with hair.
So as far as we know, no hair ever.
Very interesting.
Well, maybe he was, what is that? Is it alopecia, right?
Yeah, didn't Charlie Villanueva have that?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think he has that. He's just bald.
Just saying. Maybe he came out
bald. I feel like he's scrubbed the internet of photos of him with hair.
It's possible.
This is very odd.
My brother went bald at like 16 or 17. And that's rough. Like, he's no good. And then I think when he was like maybe 19, he shaved it back in the day. Because back in the day, it was not acceptable to be bald. That was not a thing. Now every day is like everyone's just like, hey, I'm bald, I'm shaving.
You big guys are all bald, it
seems
like.
Well, you know, if you got no hair, it's better than holding on to scraps.
I know that men can be sensitive about it, but as a guy with hair, looking at men without hair, it's just not a thing that you notice, really.
It's easy for you to say because you have hair. You
no, but Sam, what I'm telling you,
arrogant
is
arrogant bastard.
No, what I'm telling you is
no.
We don't see it that way.
Hey, that's like you. I'm in
you
a,
don't. I'm telling no, you. You don't tell me how
you're
to
an
feel.
Ass.
No, I am telling you no, that when I see no. a person,
you're a big jerk
like you. Mm-hmm. I do not notice your bald head. That's I like, usually notice your other more worse features.
This is like if I'm in a wheelchair and you're like, you know what? I didn't even notice you're in a wheelchair.
That's not true.
I didn't even notice.
Dude,
I didn't even
you're,
notice.
You're wrong. You're too sensitive about it. I'm telling you right now, the wheelchair thing is a terrible analogy because, of course, I would notice someone in a wheelchair. The bald thing, it doesn't jump out. It used to. I think what you're saying is it used to.
And that's fair. I would also contend that, right, like, there aren't that many great dudes' haircuts or dudes with great hair. Like, I would contend that just having a clean bald look is better than half the haircuts
yeah.
out there.
Yeah, it looks fine. Looks fine. Now, you're right. If you're bald and no facial hair, it's like maybe that stands out because there's just not a hair inside and it's weird. But most bald guys have beards.
I'm just saying.
It's a fine look.
Yeah, bald is kind of normal these days because there's so many of us that are yeah, bald.
That's what I'm saying. But it's normalized.
Don't let some, like, and I'm fine. I've been bald for years. It's whatever.
You're pretty sensy about it.
Don't cry for Sook.
No, it doesn't bother, like, whatever. I'm bald. I understand. Mm-hmm. But don't
this whole discussion is shedding a light on how you feel about this.
There's a difference between wanting hair and not, and being, I'm okay with being bald. I've accepted that years ago. If not, I'd go out and do something about it. But those look terrible.
Yeah, but if the technology were there, you would do
and that's
something
my point.
It. So you're not okay with being bald.
There's no bald man. Don't let a bald guy convince you that he's like, you know what, I wouldn't even want hair. Yeah, if you could wave a magic wand and I'd have hair, I wouldn't even deal with it. You lying sack of dirt. There's not a bald man alive that wishes that he was bald. But we all have to deal with it. And the point is, if you're bald, I don't wear a hat every day. I don't cover it up. I don't try to hide it. I'm not in doing some sort of awful comb over thing. I've accepted that I'm bald. You see guys that fight it and that's sad, but there's no bald man, no one that wants to be bald.
RJ's right. He says, I always assume that super fit people don't really notice that I'm fat. Please don't shatter my dreams. That's so right. Yeah. Cause we're all a little sensitive about that. Right.
Yeah.
And then you're kind of fat. Or let's say you're in a stage where it's like, you know, it's like December, it's like, gain 20 pounds.
Not my best.
You just assume, it's better for you in your brain to assume that no one notices that, right? Like that it's just like, oh, you're not like the most fit guy, but I didn't even notice. You're just like, you're just a guy. What I noticed was your beautiful head of hair.
Yeah.
Are we done talking?
I think we're done.
Are you mad at me?
No.
Okay.
You're a beautiful bald man, Jason.
You really are.
It's just when hair people start talking. You know what?
Don't tell me how to think.
You're a white man talking about ethnic issues, and you can't do it. You're bald. You got good hair. I don't want to hear. No.
Hey, I don't see race.
No bald man. You don't see baldness.
I don't see
No
it.
Bald man wants to hear from a man with good hair about the challenges of being bald. Come talk to me when that hairline recedes a little bit more, and we'll have a conversation about it.
All right, coming up here, we have a few NFL officiating items to discuss. I have 12 amazing facts about Tom Brady's career, and we will get to the club tonight. What makes people happiest? But right now, like in this moment in time, it is the hot 5 at 5.
Oh. Hot topics, hot opinions.
Oh, golly, I'm hot today.
And hot air. It's time for the Hot 5 at 5.
That's hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 on Primetime with Isaac and Sue.
No, I mean it. That's very hot.
The Hot 5 at 5 with Isaac and Sue on 1080 The Fan. Number 5.
Offensive lineman for the Eagles, Josh Sills, arrested for rape and kidnapping.
Yeah. This is this
now
is
he's
all,
a backup.
He's
right?
a backup. He doesn't play.
He doesn't really play.
This is all kinds of bad though, because this is from multiple years ago. This is when he was at West Virginia, and so this was reported. Like when you read through the details of this is very bad. He this was reported the day after it happened at West Virginia. He then transferred.
No, he was in Ohio.
Yeah, but
he was home.
He was home, but when he was playing at West Virginia,
yeah.
It's a girl that he went to high school with,
right?
And then he transferred from West Virginia to Oklahoma State. We don't know if that led to the transfer. We don't know if West Virginia was aware of it. We don't know if Oklahoma State was aware of it. We don't know if the Eagles were aware of it. But this is something that's been going on for multiple years. and he just got indicted on this, and it leads some uncomfortable questions of who knew what,
yeah,
and why was this not an issue until now?
So he and the accuser were both 21 at the time. This happened in 2019 in Ohio. She did report it right after it happened. They went to high school together. He gave her a ride home from a bar. She accused him of not letting her out of the truck and forcing her to engage in activities that it was not consensual. Yeah. So why it's coming out now is odd to me.
Well, he just got in, he got indicted on it, so
took 4 years for them to investigate that? Yeah.
I don't know.
She said she did report it, though, and they took pictures of her injuries right after it happened. Yeah. So, but as it pertains to the Super Bowl, he doesn't play. Great news for the Blazers as Jusuf Nurkić is hurt.
You had to go there.
Yeah.
You big jerk.
I sure do. I feel like that was on brand for me.
You big jerk.
And you got to stay true to the people. He was hurt 2 minutes into tonight's game in Memphis. Well, he was questionable with calf soreness.
Yeah.
And he left, shockingly, with a calf injury.
Well, yeah. They're saying he's not going to return. Now, some people are speculating. Take it for what it's worth.
Some people.
Well, the trade deadline is right around the corner. And he was, you know, does this have something related to that? Is he... on the team both being very precautious about this because the idea is that he could be gone here in a couple of days and he's on the block. So just interesting timing to say the least.
Halftime, Grizzlies lead the Blazers 57-52. Jeremy Grant has 18. Four-star quarterback Jaden Rashada chooses Arizona State. He's the one who had apparently a $13 million NIL deal with Florida that fell through.
Well, he was going to Miami, and then Florida offered him more money. He committed to Florida, and then that fell through, and then he was like, I want out. Florida said, okay, and here you go.
So he's going to Arizona State. He falls back on his relationship with Kenny Dillingham, who recruited him when he was at Oregon. Also, Rashada's daddy played at Arizona State. 247 Sports says the top class in this recruiting cycle, now that it's over, because today was signing day, is Alabama. Shockingly, get this, followed by Georgia.
Wow. Alabama, by the way, had nine 5-star kids, never been done in recruiting, so arguably the greatest recruiting class of all time.
Oregon finished 8th, USC 12th, Oregon State 50th.
Like, I think for Oregon, you got to be stoked. The what you've done in the transfer portal and now finishing 8th in recruiting. You've taken the crystal ball recruiting momentum and you've just kept it going under Lanning.
Boston's ahead by 30.
Yeah, it is.
At the start of the second quarter.
It is 50-18.
They're ahead by, 32. They're beating Brooklyn by 32.
There's 11 minutes to play in the second.
And they just started the second quarter.
Well, that's kind of like what the Blazers did the other night to the Lakers. They outscored them by 32 in the second and then still lost.
My God. The NBA is so wild to me.
There is no defense. And by the way, Brooklyn will have this within single digits in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, so the Nets will win. Moneyline bet right now?
Grab it.
National Signing Day had the Ducks landing 4-star corner Roderick Pleasant out of California. He chose Oregon over USC, UCLA, and Cal.
Fastest 100-meter dash in the country.
And do you know where he went to high school?
No.
Sarah produced Barry Bonds and Tom Brady. Junipero Serra High School in the Bay Area.
Damn. He is the number 2 track recruit in the country, holding the United States top returning 100-meter and 200-meter times. His 100 is 10.14. That is fast.
Yes, it is.
Also, of the top 10 recruits in California, Oregon landed 4 of them, USC 3.
Take that, Trojans. By the way, USC had a great offensive recruiting class, but they did not land, I believe, a single top 100 ESPN defensive player in their class. So the trend continues.
Did you hear they're not going to play defense next year?
Why not? Just
they're not even going to roll 11 out?
Not even roll it out.
We'll just outscore you.
Play offense every time.
The Ducks are expected to keep offensive line coach Adrian Klemm, despite him flirting with Belichick and the Patriots. And number 1, Tom Brady. We all woke up to this news today. He posted a video of him, and we should probably play the audio. Have we played the audio yet?
I don't think we have.
We haven't, but we do have it.
Yeah, let's play
it. Live from a beach.
We'll do it next. Yeah, he posted about a 50-second video, and he announced his retirement from the NFL. He says it is time for him to hang it up for good this time. Only 7 titles in 23 seasons. Unbelievably disappointing.
He says for good this time until someone comes calling. Although the Niners said they're not interested in a veteran quarterback, so...
He'll be eligible for the Hall of Fame in 2028, so it's going to be pretty dicey.
Nail biter there.
Until then.
I want to see if one man doesn't vote for him on the first. Like some bitter Raider writer is like, you know what? I don't like it.
All right, there's your Hot Five. Let's come back. I have 12 amazing facts about Tom Brady's career, and we have some NFL officiating items we need to get to. It is 517 on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
So the Celtics now only lead the Nets by 27.
See, this is a gimme.
Told you. And the live money line for Brooklyn is plus 1,200, which to me is shockingly low considering they were down by 30 in the first quarter. So they know that in the NBA, these games tighten up in a hurry.
Yes. Leads in the NBA mean absolutely nothing. And Brooklyn's been a good fourth quarter team. I saw that Kyrie Irving is the number one fourth quarter scorer in the NBA this year.
He has a history of being one of the best clutch players in the league.
Well, I think you guys are missing the real reason why the Nets are actually pretty good.
And that is?
Rock Chalk Jacques Vaughn.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Yeah.
The leadership of Jacques Vaughn.
No Kevin Durant, and it doesn't matter.
I have 12 crazy Tom Brady stats from his career.
Okay.
If you'd like, CBS Sports did this. Before we get to that, I would like to play for you his retirement audio. You know, we forgot to play this earlier.
Yeah, he didn't do a big what to do. He just released a little video on a beach somewhere.
Yeah, and this is what he said.
Good morning, guys. I'll get to the point right away. I'm retiring for good. I know the process was a pretty big deal last time, so when I woke up this morning, I figured I'd just press record and let you guys know first. So I won't be long-winded. Like, you only get one super emotional retirement essay, and I used mine up last year, so... really thank you guys so much to every single one of you for supporting me, my family, my friends, my teammates, my competitors. I could go on forever. There's too many. Thank you guys for allowing me to live my absolute dream. I wouldn't change a thing. Love you all.
Does he cry at the end of that?
Yeah, there's some
choked up.
Yeah, a little choked up.
Aww.
Well, he has every right to be choked up.
Well, it is a little awkward though because we went through this last year.
Yeah, and he
so
said
now that, we don't believe him.
And he supports his family supported him except for one member of the family who apparently did not.
Who?
Giselle.
Oh, well, she's not a member of his family anymore.
She was.
He kicked her out.
I don't think that's how it happened. I think that was the other way around.
How does anybody know that? What if he kicked her out?
I don't think
that. What if she was such a pain in the ass that he's like, you know what? I want a divorce, and I'm going back to play football to get away from you.
He's like, I'm out of here. I'm out. But please, please, stay with me. He took time off in training camp to try to flag her down.
No one really knows.
No one knows.
Here's the thing. Brady will be back.
Yeah, you're not buying this one? He did say for good this time.
He'll come back. They can't. Dude, we've seen this act before. And we thought maybe he'd be different, but he's not. And he's already shown us that he's not.
Yeah, but
he can't stay away.
But at some point, he's going to turn what? 40? Is he turning 46?
46.
Or 47 next year.
46. I mean, he's 45 right now.
Yeah, at some point.
Like, but he can still play, though.
Enough's enough. Yeah, he broke the record for completions this year. But I'm. I think the temptation will be there, but I tend to lean towards I think he's done.
We're going to see him play till he's 60.
Father Time is undefeated, and Tom Brady gave it a hell of a run to try to battle it to a standstill. In fact,
I'll tell you what,
you can make an argument outside of Barry Bonds. No one has done it better. But he's...
No, but the whole Father Time is undefeated thing, very true. But also, they keep pushing the envelope on that, like with the Ichiro.
They're laying body blows on Father Time these
sure
days.
They sure are,
you know?
Man. Like, Brady is still, like, if you watch him, it's not his body. Like, I mean, who else, you know, like you said, what's going on in his world and his mind, and maybe he's just done. But he can still play, and he's 45. Like, imagine saying that 25 years ago or whatever, yeah. You know, like, oh, my God, Dan Marino. I mean, this was unheard of.
Yeah.
You know, so, and guys are pushing this all the time. Eventually, of course, it will run out. But he's not at that point yet, which is why I think the competitive, you know, guys wired like him.
Sure.
I think it's hard for them to stay away. So I bet you he'll be back as a... Now, see, my philosophy on this is, my theory is that he wants to be close to the kids. Mm-hmm. So he won't go somewhere that's away from them. And they're in Tampa. They moved them to Tampa, right?
Yeah.
So maybe Miami or back to the Bucks.
Yeah.
That would be my guess.
I just, when you read stories about him, and he's a pretty private guy, but it leaks out that this year was such a challenge, and you could see that it was wearing on him. He even said at the start of training camp, I'm dealing with some ass. They said he went through a 15 to 20 pound weight loss this offseason or this season, and he couldn't keep the weight on, and he looked all gaunt and beat up. And by all accounts, he just wasn't, it didn't work for him this year. And, you know, that's a guy that's been through a lot. And whether or not him coming back cost him his marriage, there probably was problems in that long before that. But you've got a guy now that's went through a really bad divorce, dealing with the kid stuff. You know, obviously it's a mental grind on him. He's facing down Father Time. He's coming off a very rough year. I just think there's a guy there that is addicted to something that probably realizes it and realizes that football won't fix it. Like, you're going through all that stuff. You come back for one more year and you think that football is going to be your safe space, and it's not. And to me, it just seems like a guy that realizes that this isn't what's going to fix his life. And I think he's going to take some time. It wouldn't surprise me if he disappeared for a while and tried to find a way to get his mentals right, to try to find a way to put his life right.
Maybe he can go hang with Kingsbury in Thailand.
Well, like, and I know this was more of a more of a drastic thing, but, you know, is there a more competitive person in the world than Tiger Woods? And what have we seen from Tiger the last handful of years? And I get that, you know, what Tiger went through, even with his divorce and the golf club and then the injuries and now the horrific car accident. But you listen to that guy and it's a different guy. It's just a different guy that seems to be in a better spot. That I could not believe if you told me 10 years ago that Tiger Woods would ever be talking about something other than golf, not having that competitive drive. And I think Tom Brady, I think he's going to search for that. I think there's a guy that has really struggled to let go of something and is finally realizing it's probably time to let go of it. And I'm happy for him. I hope he finds whatever he needs to step away from this.
Me too, but I don't think he will, because I just don't think you can duplicate it. And Tiger, by the way, he's just hurt. Like, he still has the competitive drive. He's wrecked his body.
Yeah.
So if his body were right, he'd still be out there.
Well,
so Brady's a little different, and I hope he finds it too. I wish him nothing but the best, but I just don't want to see this Brett Favre, Michael Jordan, this is sad sort of moment from him.
Yeah, it's not.
I don't want to see that.
And I know everyone's doing the Tom's going to be this guy, you know, Tom's going to be fine. He's going to be DiCaprio and, you know, lots of Instagram hots. This idea that Instagram 25-year-olds solve your problems.
Oh, they don't?
No, they don't. You reach a certain point, you know.
That's puzzling.
Yeah, it's this. We just have this end-all to be-all that, oh, well, you know, you're with a 25-year-old Instagram model.
Yeah, I think it's just that people don't really care. Like, dude, it's Tom Brady. You're fine no matter what. But yes, to your point, they go through the same struggles that you and I do.
Well, we did have the one text earlier that said, I think Tom Brady will stay on the sidelines as long as the Instagram hots stay not annoying, and then they'll start annoying him, and he'll come back to football.
Right. Okay, so I've got 12 crazy Tom Brady stats. We got to get to this today as he is retiring.
Yeah.
And then we've got a couple NFL officiating items left over, and Arian Foster stirring up the NFL is rigged bros today.
Boy, this
is great.
This jackass. And you can't really tell if he's...
Wait. It's a joke.
I certainly hope so.
No, it is.
Has he said
it? No, they said it on the podcast.
Okay.
Right before they went into the whole thing.
Yeah.
They said, I'm going to show you how stupid people are. And they teed up Arian Foster to say, oh, yeah, when I got the script.
Yeah.
You know,
because the two articles that I read both were like, it was unclear whether or not he was joking. God. And I was like, you've got to be
people are so dumb.
Yes.
They don't. Well, anyway, we'll get to that. Yeah. All right. Here's Lynch. Okay, it's halftime. Boston up by 34. Second half spread, or not the second half spread. The you can get the Nets right now plus 30 and a half. What do you think?
I will take that.
Would you?
Yes.
See, I think they mail it in. Lose by 100.
Nah. Are you kidding me? I'll bet you it's within 10 in the fourth quarter.
Wow.
I don't know if they'll close it all the way, but wow. they'll get within 10.
All right. We have the Arian Foster audio. Is that correct, Buck?
That is correct. We do have the clip that's been circulating about him saying the NFL is rigged, or how he would tell people the NFL
okay,
is rigged.
Okay, let's jump that in the line of things to do here.
Before
now
you get to the Tom Brady amazing facts.
Yeah, and we can do that tomorrow on the show. It doesn't matter. We'll get to it. I mean, some of them really are amazing. Like, yeah. When you put Brady's career in perspective with some of these numbers, it's insane.
Yeah.
But the Arian Foster thing, I want to get this out there. I didn't know Buck had this, but it was some podcast. Do you know what podcast it was?
Yeah, it's a Barstool Sports podcast, and it's called Macro Dosing. So it's guys that like to get kind of psychedelic and trippy, and Arian Foster's one of them.
Okay, so Arian Foster is kind of an odd duck, right?
Yes.
They do conspiracy stuff and things like
well,
that.
Well, he wasn't he in the news for some of that back in the day?
He's a conspiracy guy, but he came out because he openly said that there's no God. And that ruffled a lot of feathers when he was in the NFL. He was like the first open atheist, and he's a free thinker. He's a different guy. And
I like Arian Foster.
He also says he could beat a wolf in a fight, which people have challenged him on. He's like an actual wolf.
He's a strange guy.
So he's like Will Darkens.
A little bit, except Will thought he could kill a hippo, which is...
Thought he could rope-a-dope a hippo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hippo might be the most dangerous animal on the planet, but...
All right, so Foster's on this podcast, and do you have the part in here where they're saying, let's joke about this or no?
No, this is just the 50-second clip that got everybody kind of all why people are thinking.
Yeah,
that.
This is what they put out on internet and it went viral.
Good morning, guys. I'll get to the point.
That's Tom Brady.
Right away. I'm retiring.
It's funny, before we started taping, Arian was telling me about how the NFL is rigged and how every year he used to get a script.
Yeah.
Day one of training camp that would get dropped off at his locker.
Mm-hmm.
And you would have to, you know, it was like week one, you'll do this. Week two, you're going to have a hamstring injury. Week three, this is going to happen.
Yeah.
Week four, you're going to get three touchdowns. Mm-hmm. And so then you just have to, did you memorize those before the season started? Or would you go and rehearse the script before every game?
We really dedicated to it. So it was more so like, that's what practice was about. It was about practicing the script. Like, this is what goes on and this is what we have to do in order to,
And this referee is going to miss this call. Yeah, because they hate you and they love the Colts, that
like,
sort of thing.
WWF, so it's like, you know, we know what's going to happen, but you still got to put on a show.
Yeah.
What did you think when you got the script in 2016 that said your career was going to fall off a cliff when you stopped believing in God?
That was 2015.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah.
Oh, they didn't play in it. Okay.
That's as far as that clip goes.
Well, they go on to talk about how Alex Smith basically losing his leg
was scripted too.
Was not a part of the script.
Oh. It's just a freak.
So they're just trolling. Okay. The bottom line is before that, just that clip is what went viral. Before that, they openly say, Arian, you want to see how dumb people are? I'm going to tee you up for this. Talk about the NFL script and watch. Well, how right they were, because that went viral. Now all of the stupid NFL's rigged people are like, see, he's even said it. Meanwhile, they even said on the thing it was a joke.
It was a joke.
I mean, it's just people cannot be any dumber.
Well, it's amazing. So all I saw today was a couple news reports on that. And it wasn't like Ballsack Sports. It was actually, in fact, one I saw was on MSN.com. And it even said at the bottom of the article, it said, it's unclear of whether or not he was joking. And I thought to myself, well, he's either joking or, you know, I saw the name of the podcast. I'm like, or he's just stoned out of his mind. I'm like, either way, holy crap. But it's amazing how dumb it is. If he really said, like, we're going to do this to troll you and no one bothered to
right,
to pick that up.
Exactly.
News organizations are just running with the headline of...
No, because they're all just only watching the clip. They purposefully put that 50-second clip out.
Yeah, out. Well,
and nobody bothered to actually check what they said right before it.
It's fantastic.
It's just... it's next level trolling.
The world we live in. Yes.
It's great. And people, of course... do think the NFL is scripted, and I also think it's funny that they're like, "Oh, see, finally they're admitting it."
And this guy's saying there's a bunch of NFL players that are responding to this and saying, "Hey, yeah, I got my script too."
Yeah, they're all in on it. Like they get it's so absurd that everybody gets that it's a joke, except for the dummies that think that the NFL is scripted.
God bless.
Which might include Cincinnati Bengals head coach Zach Taylor, because there's now a video of him going around on the sideline saying, "It's effing rigged." Like you can read his lips at the end of the KC game. He goes, "It's rigged."
Wow.
You got to love people.
No, you don't.
You do. But I can't
don't think you do.
I can't say God because Arian Foster would.
Right. I was going to say God bless.
Yeah, I can't. I can't.
God's not real, Jason.
No. No. According to Arian Foster. And by the way, this is the one I saw today. So this comes from a San Francisco beat reporter who said Brock Purdy, it has been determined that he does indeed need Tommy John surgery and is expected to miss an entire year. A return in 6 to 9 months is unlikely.
Oh, wow.
So
he is. So then, wait. So what are they going to roll with? Trey Lance and Josh Johnson?
Lance and probably draft a guy and probably go after a free agent also.
This from Dove Kleeman, and he is an NFL reporter. So
that's rigged.
It's all rigged. It's fake.
It's rigged against the Niners.
It's fake news. Fake news. So, well, either way, the Niners
why wouldn't you bring Jimmy G back then?
I think it's just an idea of they just keeping him on a string.
And like, he didn't like the way it went last year with his shoulder injury not being cleared, and we want to trade you and we can't find a partner. And I think that marriage is just
Jimmy's
soured.
It's just done.
They both think they're better off apart from each other.
And he's going to get way more money somewhere else.
He's going to go somewhere else. So
where's he going?
I don't know. I mean, he's a viable option for someone if you need a bridge guy, or if you think you're in a win mode now. But if you're San Francisco, right, you're in a win mode now, you have a Super Bowl ready team. But Shanahan, if you believe him, said that they're not in the market for a high-profile veteran quarterback. So you have Trey Lance, who's supposed to be ready to go at the start of all the offseason activities. You have Purdy, which, depending on who you believe, he's not going to be ready at the start of the year.
Well, you can't count on him.
You can't count on him.
Right.
So you have Trey Lance, and then your other quarterback is Josh Johnson, which you're not going to do. But it doesn't sound like they're in the market for a Derek Carr. I mean, they did invest a lot and gave the starting job on a Super Bowl-ready team to Trey Lance. So if you did that last year, I don't see why you wouldn't do it again this year. Trey Lance didn't get worse. So my guess is that you just say, well, that's the guy.
That's the guy they chose.
You go get a veteran backup.
But he also didn't know how good Purdy was, though. But you're right, Purdy's
out of the picture.
So you got to go Lance.
Yeah, so it'll be Lance, and then you have Purdy eventually coming back. And then, you know, you probably go out and sign a, you know, I don't know, a
Mariota?
Yeah, someone like that to come in and be the backup.
I wouldn't hate that in San Francisco as a backup option.
Absolutely. You know, Mariota with the talent around him, yeah, absolutely.
That could be okay if things went sideways with Lance.
I would go do that, and you're not paying any of your quarterbacks big money, so you can probably afford to go out and get a... Mariota's not going to be expensive, but he's not actually going to be dirt cheap. He's not going to be $2 million a year, and that'll still fit on that roster. But to the larger point, if you're Brock Purdy... He's Mr. Irrelevant, didn't make any money, making league minimum. This may be this. There's no guarantee that he ever gets back to anything. Like if Trey Lance comes in and balls out, that's not Brock Purdy's job. They gave Trey Lance the job. He's the top pick. If Purdy is gone for a year with Tommy John, if this is to be believed, he's out for an entire year and he doesn't come back and get the job in San Francisco. He may sit on the bench for a while. He may end up having to go somewhere else. And who knows, without the weapons, I'm just saying Brock Purdy may be the funnest 8-game
flash in the pan kind of deal.
We've seen this. Mm. We've seen this in the NFL.
Just a bad circumstance for
him. Bad circumstance. Whereas if he stays healthy, you know, he may be the guy in San Francisco next year.
That's true.
So this is a life-changing moment for him. And I feel bad for him because this isn't life-changing with $40 million in the bank. This is life-changing on a rookie minimum contract.
Jimmy G, I picture him. You know how some guys just, you can't really picture him in certain uniforms, but then other uniforms you can?
Yeah.
I see him Raiders or Colts.
Well, the Raiders need a guy. I mean, they're moving.
Well, so do the Colts.
Yeah. But I would think that, I mean, I don't know. I
was Jets, say, maybe?
I don't.
The Jets need someone, and the Jets may be in a little bit of a win mode now, too. I don't know. A lot of this happens, you know, what you do in the draft. You know, do you feel like you can get your guy in the draft? Or even if you get your guy in the draft, do you bring in Jimmy G to, you know, to kind of be that bridge
guy?
Was
Jimmy G better for you than Derek Carr?
No.
So Carr's much better?
Carr can make more throws, I think.
Oh, Derek Carr is significantly better than Jimmy Garoppolo.
Well, but how much money-wise, though?
Well, that's I don't know.
That's what I mean.
Derek Carr's expensive, okay, Jimmy G won't.
Derek Carr at X is greater than Jimmy G at Y. What is X and Y?
It's tough. Again, what are we talking
Carr
about?
Carr at 25? Or is he...
No, he's a 30-plus million guy.
Well, is he a free agent?
No, but they're moving on. They're moving on from
him. So if you get Carr, you will have to sign him?
No, you get him under his existing contract.
All right, well, how much is that?
I'll look that up for you. I'm finding that out. It's a lot.
I think that will
He's in the 30s because we did this not too long ago.
Yeah. So, yeah. Oh, man, there's a lot left. So next year, $33 million. The following year, 42. The following year, 41. Yeah.
Okay, so if I give you Derek Carr at 30, 32, 41, whatever he said there, yeah. Or I give you Jimmy G at 20?
I would probably take Jimmy G at 20.
See, that's what I think, too.
Yeah. I think the Niners paid him like $8 million to come back last year. Yeah. So.
But I bet you Garoppolo gets more.
He'll get more 25, this time
maybe?
Around.
Yeah, I bet you can get him in the teens, maybe in the low 20s.
Garoppolo in the teens?
I was thinking $18 million, maybe.
He's hurt again. I bet you can get him in the teens.
Hmm. That's I like that deal.
I do, too.
If you can get him that cheap,
yep.
Okay with that.
The only problem with that is he just has never, ever been healthy.
But look how good looking he is.
He is a handsome man.
Yeah. Derek Carr is going to be expensive. Look, all these quarterbacks are. Like, there's going to be some decisions to be made. The Giants are going to give Daniel Jones money. And who was it? Someone else.
$30 million?
That's what they're saying. And I don't remember. Jesus. Who came out and said this the other day? God, I forget who it was. It was one of the old NFL GMs who's now making the rounds. Who's the old Colts GM?
Ryan Pace?
No, not Ryan Pace. The one that built the Peyton Manning teams.
Chris Ballard?
Anyway. Point is, there was an old GM that came out just the other day. I was listening to a podcast and said, there has got to be a change in the NFL where we get middle-class quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Because right now you have the luxury guys, and you have everyone else that's cheap. And it's just, he said, it's crazy. And the one guy that he brought up was Derek Carr, and he brought up Geno Smith. He said, those are good. You know, both those guys had good years.
Polian. Bill Polian, you were thinking
Bill,
of?
Bill Polian.
Bill Polian was the one that was saying this. He goes, there has to be a shift. He goes, we can't keep doing this because when you pay a guy like this, it just hamstrings you so much. And we talked about this. It's one thing if you're paying Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers or, you know, Patrick Mahomes or Josh Allen. But it's a whole other thing when you're paying Geno Smith and you're paying Derek Carr and you're paying Daniel Jones. He said the idea of paying Daniel Jones between $30 and $35 million is absurd.
I agree.
And yet that's going to happen. And then you know what you turn into? You turn into Dak Prescott. Dak is not a bad quarterback, but they're paying him $35 million. He's not worth $35 million. But in the NFL, you either are a bargain basement guy, like a Marcus Mariota, a rookie guy where you're not making anything and you have to prove it, or you're someone that's like, well, we had a decent year, so we're going to pay you. Tannehill falls into this category. Cousins falls into this category. Carr, again, Geno Smith, all these guys. And it's just, it's right now, from a team-building standpoint, the biggest thing issue in the NFL right now is that. That model is broken. And I fixed. Because I can't see NFL quarterbacks who there aren't a lot of them saying, well, you know what? I'm going to take less money. Yeah. Geno even came out and said, hey, I love Seattle. Look at what they did for me. And they believed in me. But he said, I'm not, I got to take care of my family. I haven't made any money. So Geno isn't going to sit there and give you a team friendly discount. And as long as some other dumbass team is willing to pay one of these guys, you know, 30 plus mil, then this isn't going to change.
Interesting. All right. Open Seggy next on The Fan. All right, tomorrow's show will be at the Auto Show, the Portland Auto Show Convention Center, and I will disseminate 12 amazing facts about Tom Brady's career, okay? Promise.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Now, do you want a blazer?
I need those 12
facts. Well, they're good. There's some good stuff in there. I wouldn't bring it to you otherwise. Would you like a Blazers update?
Yeah, give it to me.
So, Yusuf Nurkic is out.
He left 2 minutes into the game tonight.
Yeah, and we're all okay with that.
Calf injury.
Well, and a lot of people are speculating that is the he's about to get dealt. He's got a little bit of a sore calf, and no one wants him to get
hurt.
It's
his time to... Well, I'm stuck, but...
most people think it's time for him to go.
He needs to leave town.
Yes. If there is someone that is going to get dealt at the trade deadline, it feels like there is a lot of momentum towards Nurk.
Get his ass out.
And possibly Josh Hart.
Not that I care, but Jeremy Grant is now out.
Yes.
Concussion.
That is not good.
Will not return tonight.
And that you don't want.
No.
If you like the Blazers. Also...
They're hanging tough, though. They're within... I think they're down by 6 going into the fourth quarter.
Also, what's his nuts? Ja Morant?
Yes.
Triple-double through 3 quarters.
Oh.
And his third straight game with a triple-double. Also impressive.
25, 10, and 12, and he still has a quarter to play. That's nuts.
He's quite good. And somewhere his dad is being annoying over it.
T.
Lillard's got 31. Lillard's, by the way, like, look at Lillard's like last like 13 games. The dude is on a heater like you wouldn't believe.
Oh, and RIP Mike Lynch, he just tweeted 11 minutes ago, Josh Hart has also gone into the locker room. They're now down to 8 players.
Oh, my God.
Is Josh
They're tanking.
Hart, wait, is Josh Hart hurt? Or again, like Nurkic?
Trade.
Is
package deal?
Did someone behind the scenes just complete the deal for Nurk? They're like, hey, we got a deal for Nurk. Get him out of there. And then they're like, wait, we're including Hart. Get him out. We love conspiracy theories, and that's what I'm going with. Nurk and Hart are being pulled because they're about to get shipped out.
So I did look at Damian Lillard's last 13 games. I think you'd want to exclude 13 games ago. He was 7 for 24 for 19 points. So let's take that out. Okay. But his last 12 games?
Sure.
34, 30, 50, 36, 40, 44, 25, 24, 37, 60, 30, 42.
Yeah.
And he's on his way to another 40-pointer tonight.
That, and a lot of those, by the way, the big points, that's not empty points. He's needed every one of those. Some of those, by the way, coming in losses. He has been on an absolute tear.
He's leading them all the way to 12th in the West.
Well, and that was the bummer part. We talked about this earlier, what was wrong. Like, when they went through that swoon, there was the idea of, well, this team has always needed Lillard to be, like, a savior, and he just hadn't been. Well, the problem was is that he went into savior mode, and it still wasn't enough to save him.
You know, they're kind of in tank territory here, if you really look at it, at least in the West. There's a bunch of bad teams in the East. But, you know, they're only... So if they can just pass the Lakers, and I'm saying on the race to the bottom,
yeah,
they're tied with the Lakers right now.
Yeah.
Or actually, the Lakers are like a game behind them. But the Lakers will keep trying because, you know, LeBron and all that.
Yeah.
So if you can get them out of the way, there's only 2 teams worse in the West.
But they can't catch either one of them because San Antonio and Houston are
awful.
Full tank mode, and they're dreadful.
Yeah, they're awful. They're not going to catch them. And you're not going to catch the Pistons. But then in the East, you know, you have the Hornets, the Magic. And after that, you know, they slide right in there.
You could catch...
The tank territory.
Realistically, if you wanted to...
Another top 5.
You could... There's only 4 teams that you can't catch.
You could get the 5th pick, I think.
Yes.
If you wanted
to. If you wanted to. But it does...
Dude.
I don't think they want to.
I mean, the odds for the 5th pick.
Sure.
Because you never know.
But you get the odds for the 5th pick, then you end up with the number 1 pick, and then you've got Wembanyama.
Oh, dude. How did you just flip the 5 into the 1?
Well, if you end up with the odds for the number 5,
you have a chance to get the 1. Yeah, yeah, you get the 1, and then you get... That's right.
Yeah,
no, that's true.
Yeah.
I think you should count on that.
And then you run out the lineup there of Shaden Sharp, who everyone's super high on. Wembanyama.
Shaden Sharp was... What number was he?
Was he the...
In the draft?
17th?
Oh, what? Wait, what? 17th. I thought he was. I thought they were like.
Oh no, 7.
Yeah,
7.
Yeah,
he wears number 17.
Yeah, he was 7th.
Yeah,
yeah. They had a top 10 last year. So 7 and 5 in back to back years.
Yeah,
I'd like that.
Well, if you put another,
if I were a Blazer fan,
if you put another young player with the potential of Sharp,
yeah, exactly,
on this roster,
now you're talking.
Yeah, you just wish you could.
You just have to get it right.
Yeah, and exactly, you have to get it right. But if you landed a player of Sharp's physical tool set, hopefully a little more ready, because Sharp never even played a day of college, right? He never ended up playing at Kentucky. So if you got someone that was a little more NBA ready, that had played a year of college, that you could plug in and play right away to go along with that, and you managed to keep Grant, and then you turn Nurk and Hart into something, you're right. Like if you wanted even to say you're going to stay on the Lillard timeline, the best thing you could probably do is get rid of Nurk and Hart and bring something else in.
Or picks.
Yeah, or picks. shut it down. Lillard has another whatever.
Let's go with a back injury.
Nondescript back injury. End up with that let's say somewhere between that 5 and 8 pick, and get a player of the caliber or the future of Sharp. And you, in theory, let's say you could run out there with Dame, Ant, Grant, Sharp, another player of that caliber, and then whatever you got for Nurk and Harden return, let's just say off the, you know, let's say it's a Miles Turner type, a defensive stopper in the middle, something like that. That really probably is your best path forward, because you know you're not getting rid of Lillard. It's just that I don't know how, you know, it doesn't feel like they're at all committed to doing that. But you are right in that that would be a very prudent way to go about it.
Yeah, but they're not going to do that.
Probably not.
Not smart enough. All right, the club is next. What makes people happiest on The Fan?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.